our On the House Hour, where we spend the hour talking about something on your home. And this hour, your home on the road. It is a lifestyle that a lot of us live in. And in fact, I was having lunch at Wild Horse West out there on Carefree Highway just last week. And the couple sitting next to me were RVing. They were asking, have you ever been here before? I'm like, oh, yeah. What should we get? Where are you guys living? Like, we don't live anywhere. We have an RV and we just drive around. And they were parked at Pleasant Harbor for the week.
Yes.
And had just come over. They had heard about Wild Horse West and had come over to try out the cheeseburgers.
That Lake Pleasant RV campground has become quite a facility.
Now,
man, a lot, man. Well, I actually taught two of my grandsons to drive this weekend. We were on closed Forest Service roads. And my 11-year-old Gabriel and my 8-year-old Alex were driving the Raptor. And they wanted to play Alan Jackson's song, Drive.
Uh-huh.
And so we had to blast that with the windows down, driving down the Forest Service roads, learning how to drive. So we had a lot of fun this week teaching them how to drive. But jumping in your house on wheels and taking off down the road. Like you were saying, we're here with Mr. Steve Love, the marketing manager for La Mesa RV. And if you'd like to join the conversation, do so. Give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. If there's ever a thought or a question you had about the RV lifestyle, this would be a great time to call in and let's visit with you about that. In my industry, we've got the young married couple or young single individual buying the starter home. In your world, that's kind of like the camper shell on a pickup truck.
Camper shell on a pickup, or a camper, or a truck camper, or even a pop-up trailer.
And then you get one more person involved in your life, and you need to make that move up.
Probably need to move up. Quarters get a little cramped. Maybe you want a little bit more space. Maybe you want something a little bit nicer. Maybe you want something that has an air conditioner or a heater on it. So you start moving up into the different classes. You may not go directly into a motorhome. There's other towable products out there. But if you
right.
went to a motorhome, there's actually three classes of motorhomes.
Okay.
And those are industry designations. They aren't necessarily the clearest and most concise, but we have Class A, Class B, and a Class C.
Okay.
Doesn't mean one's better than the other. It's just the way years ago the industry decided, okay, for various styles and shapes of RVs, we're going to give them a classification.
Okay.
So if we start at the bottom of the scale with a Class C, quite often those are going to be built on a truck chassis or maybe an enlarged pickup chassis. So
okay.
if you think of a pickup with the passenger and driver seats and the cab without the bed in the back,
right.
that is what they start with, maybe an elongated version of that. And they will build what's known as the house. So everything as far as the living area and the components, the windows, the kitchen, the bedroom, the sleeping areas, the bathroom is built onto that chassis. Now, typically a Class C, you will see somewhat like a bubble or a hump that comes over the cab of the pickup frame, if you think about it that
okay.
way. So the passenger and driver typically have part of the house over that area in the RV.
That's the master suite.
Well, not necessarily a master suite. Okay. That may be where the kids hang out or the
okay.
bed.
All right.
Depending on the manufacturer, may have a window so they can hold up the signs at the oncoming traffic, stop, help, we're being held captive up here. It depends on the manufacturer. Nobody has one just specific way where it must be built with that area above the passenger and driver's seat. If we go up the scale to a Class B, Class B used to be a 13 or a 19 passenger van. And they would strip out the seats and cut off the roof and put on like a 18-inch tall fiberglass
okay.
bubble.
Okay.
That gave people the ability to stand up inside of it, and then you had people go in and convert that to put in the sleeping area, the bathroom area, the kitchen area, or whatever they were putting into that RV. It's a smaller, more compact product, and that's really the standard classification if you look at the industry
okay.
as how they put things out today. However, there's a lot of innovation in that area. So we've seen the introduction of chassis from Ford, Mercedes-Benz, and Ram Dodge that make those type of products readily available without having to cut off the roof and putting a bubble on them. So we're seeing a huge growth in that Class B market right now. The nice thing about it, it has all the facilities of an RV. Typically the kitchen, the bathroom, and the sleeping area. But you may want to use it for your commuter car or your commuter vehicle. So it's something where it's more spur of the moment. Maybe you want to be more active. Some of those come with on-demand 4x4 activity. So you can get in the back rows as well. We're seeing a lot more solar panel and lithium batteries incorporated into those. So you're not connected or where you have to be connected to power all the time. Then as we progress,
some of those were four wheel drive.
That's correct.
And they had more packed inside that van body than you could possibly imagine. I mean, they were like stealth living units. You could just, they were off-grid components.
They're designed to be that way. So you don't have to be connected to power. Now, you have to be very conservative of your water. You can't just go out there and spray the desert and hope it greens up. But
when we get back, we're going to talk our way into the A's.
That's great.
All right. Here with Steve Love, the marketing manager of La Mesa RV, talking about your home on wheels. If you'd like to join us, feel free to do so at 1-888-767-4348.